Matt Ryan, quarterback for Boston College, is pretty certain to be the first QB taken in next weekend's NFL draft. So that makes him a guy about to have a lot of money and also a lot of pressure. Yet, he's sitting right here. He seems strangely calm as I survey him across the table. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So what is your attitude? Is it more like, I can't wait to see which team takes me? Or are you saying things like, I hope it's in the top three or at least the top five or at least the top 10?
I think it's just I can't wait to see which team takes me, where I'm going to find out, or I should say I'm going to find out where I'm going to be for the next couple of years, and that's just exciting. No matter what number it is, what city it is, it's just exciting to kind of figure out where it's going to be.
Do you have any idea? I mean, you know, I guess you pretty much know that the Dolphins aren't going to take you at number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know. Do you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I would.
Do you have any idea, or do you hear the same kind of rumors that the rest of us do? I guess the question is, do you think the rumor quality that you get is better than the rumor quality that the rest of the fans get?
I think mine's just about the same as everybody else's. I wish I knew more. But it's tough. I mean, it's tough because you're just not sure. There's so much that can happen between now and then, and it's just a difficult process.
What surprised you? What are the feelings that a year ago you didn't expect to feel that you feel now?
Well, it's the process is so different from what you have certain expectations coming into it, and the process is so different from what you expect. You think these workouts that you're going to get feedback and they're going to tell you, hey, you did great, but there's nothing. I mean, these teams keep it close to the vest.
The scouts who really have a poker face and they never give any encouragement?
I mean, they'll tell you, hey, good throw or something like that during the course of the workout. But after, you know, you'd love to say, hey, was that good enough for you to take me? And, you don't get that. And it's just part of the process. It's fun, but it's just different from anything you expect going into it.
Now, I know at the NFL Combine, which you didn't participate in or participated in some aspects of.
Sure.
What was the deal?
Well, I ran my 40 at the Combine, and that was it. So posted a scorching fast time.
They make known for your arm, not your legs, but you're a pretty good runner. But they make you do it in T-shirts and shorts, right?
Sure. Yeah,
what's the point of that? There's no running in the NFL. I watch a lot of games. No one's ever wearing shorts.
I wish you were. It'd probably be more comfortable out there in shorts and a T-shirt.
Yeah, but that's not the game. Yeah, then you get Chris Long blindsides you.
With a guy like Chris following you. Yeah, it might be tough. But it is the truth. I mean, the game's not played in shorts and a T-shirt. The game's played in between the lines, and you've got 11 guys out there, you know, screaming around trying to kill you. And it's just a chance for those guys to see some measurables, to see how you stack up just in terms of shorts and a T-shirt athletically with the other guys.
Do they do the thing where they strip you guys down and just, like, examine your torso like you're a side of cattle?
Yeah, they do.
What's that like?
It's weird. I'll tell you what. You know, you get on a table in just your shorts, and there'll probably be 8, 10, 12 doctors around the medical exam table, and you're lying down, and they're pulling. One guy's pulling on your right arm, the other one's checking your neck, one guy's pulling on your left arm, your knees, your hips, everything's being felt at the same time. So it's weird. It really is. I've never had anything like that happen to me before in my life.
Wait, do they check for the groin injury possibility?
They didn't check my groin.
All
luckily,
right.
I haven't had any problems with my groin.
You know, if like a big quarterback has a groin problem, they're going to be up in there.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And the other thing that I always find interesting from what I hear about the way that they scout you guys and assess you guys is they give you – it's sort of like an IQ test. It's called the Wunderlich test.
Yep.
So maybe fans have heard of it, but just explain what kind of test that is and what they're looking for.
Yeah, the Wunderlich, it's really just standardized tests. There's just math and some verbal questions, and it's reasoning.
Yeah.
50-question test, and I think – you know, you have 12 minutes to complete it. Usually you don't get all 50 done, but I don't know how it relates to football, but it's
pretty
straightforward.
Wasn't it in the Florida State game when you dropped back to pass and the middle linebacker asked you on a sine curve what the cosine of 12 was?
Yeah.
Didn't that happen?
And I told him I hadn't had Algebra 2 since junior year of high school, so I forgot. But yeah. But I guess it's just a way for them to try and understand the kind of person and
they want to see that you have a brain
well-rounded
that you could understand the playbook
exactly.
Enough. Maybe it gets a little too much detail if they're asking you complex math. I don't know. But
we,
here at the BPP, we've actually put together our own version of the Wunderlich specifically suited for you.
Sure. This will be fun.
All right. We'll start off with this question. What do the following three literary characters have in common? Thomas Hickman, a hardware salesman. Lieutenant Tom Kazansky, and Bobby Drake.
Oh, man.
Would you like a hint?
I would love a hint.
One hint is that Bobby Drake is a member of the X-Men.
I have no idea.
Theodore Hickman is known as Hickey and was in a play by Eugene O'Neill. And Lieutenant Tom Kazansky was portrayed in a film by Val Kilmer.
They're all superheroes or something along those lines.
The answer, my friend, is Iceman. Hickey is the main character in the Iceman comic.
Oh, man.
Iceman and Top Gun, and Bobby Drake's the Iceman. And we ask you this because you are the Iceman.
The Iceman. I appreciate that. I should have known you guys were giving me a hint. But I'll tell you what, that question right there is way tougher than
That's tougher than the Wonderlick.
Well, I might have scored a zero.
How'd you get the nickname the Iceman?
You know what? I grew up right outside Philadelphia and went to school at Penn Charter, and it just kind of happened probably my freshman or sophomore year of high school. I don't remember how it came about, but, you know, it started out, hey, Matty Ice or whatever. Then
is it like you have ice in your veins? You don't get shaken?
I guess so. I guess that's cold. Yeah, no. Hopefully I'm not cold, right? But, yeah, I think it's just it's as a result of my personality, kind of laid back, easygoing personality. Don't really get stressed out about too much, and I think that's how it went.
All right, for the next question, this is a 3-part exam.
Okay,
please put on your headphones.
All right, headphones.
Now I read
on.
In an interview that you said the favorite course that you ever took at Boston College was Principles of Marketing. So we have your college professor here to ask you a question.
Nick Nugent's on.
Yeah, here we go.
In defining marketing, perhaps the shortest and perhaps the best definition is satisfying customers profitably. Whose definition of marketing is that?
That is
A. Kotler, B. Levitt, C. Porter, D. McCarthy, and E. Nugent.
Go ahead.
I will take E. Nugent.
The man who asked the question.
Yes.
All right. Well, he got that even without the multiple choice. Is he right? I think he is.
The answer is Nugent, of course. Oh. And the other people will probably might confuse him. They're some of the top people in marketing.
Did not confuse you.
Did not confuse me. Nick Nugent was a great marketing professor.
How was the college experience? Did you really take college seriously like college?
Yeah. I mean, I was given a great opportunity when I got a scholarship to go to BC, not only to play at a first-class football program, but also to go to a first-class university. And I got a great education. And my degree from there is something that I really value, and it's one of the most important things in my life.
Well, that's good. That's what you're supposed to say, and it brings me to this. I'll ask you the last question on Tess in a second. ESPN had this criticism of you. Some people around the league wondered if he was almost too polished during his interviews. That seems the least fair thing I've ever heard. Would you like an opportunity to sound unpolished? Can I ask you a question you'd like to fumble? I can ask you about the Columbia Free Trade Agreement. Your thoughts on that?
I might not know about the Columbia Free Trade Agreement, but you know what? This is who I am.
All right, here's the last question.
Okay.
This is one of those. We give you a paragraph, and you try to see how many errors you could spot in the following paragraph. I shall read it. Doug Flutie, who holds the Boston College record for most TDs in a season, led his Canadian Football League team to 3 Grey Bowl championships. One of his most exciting plays occurred on 4th down late in the game when he threw a pass the length of the field 99 yards to tie the score. The Canadians call such a bomb a googly oogly.
Oh, man.
How many mistakes can you find?
I'm going to say 9.
Give me a couple of them.
There should be a comma.
Forget punctuation.
Punctuation.
I don't know. That was my fault. I'm just talking facts.
Doug Flutie doesn't hold the record for most TDs in a season at BC.
Who does?
Yours truly.
What else do you find?
Grey Bowl should be capitalized.
Uh-huh.
Because that's a proper noun there.
Excellent. And it's the Grey Cup.
It's the Grey Cup.
Yes.
I got to polish up on my CFL.
No, you don't. No, CFL. You don't. You're going to the NFL. you spot anything else?
99 yards. The length of the field in Canadian football, I believe, is 105.
Nice. I think it's 110, but 110. That's awesome. No,
close
that
enough.
Is a mistake.
I know it's not 100.
Good job. Thanks a lot. Matt Ryan, Boston College, about to be in an NFL quarterback. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you.